Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Right now, though, we've already talked about how terrific the Titans were. 36 points to 6 winners over the Knights. And what is always a joy and a privilege to speak with the great Mal Meninga. Mal, g'day.
Hey, Tony, how are you? Thank you very much.
Very, very well, thank you.
Please,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, no, I know you don't need, you don't love the build-up, but I'm giving it to you anyway.
Yeah, thank you.
Before we get to the performance of the Titans, which was just sensational, were you as shocked and stunned as everybody else with the Roosters at 60-8 scoreline?
Yeah, I mean, I'm here with Cooper Cronk, and we're just talking about how the Roosters got off to a pretty fast start, and we're thinking, well, how many? And all of a sudden, you know, something happened. We're not quite sure what happened. Cody Walker got in the zone, and he was complete master last night. And, yeah, what a great victory for South. And I don't think it'd affect the Roosters too much in their preparation going into finals. You know, I think it'd be a big soul-searching week for Trent and his team. But, you know, I think they'll come back out of it pretty well.
Mel, Nathan Brown, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks, Brownie.
Anything you seem to touch in rugby league seems to turn to gold, Mel. The salary cap,
mate. The Warriors, mate.
the salary cap's a very challenging thing. It's people with a lot of experience. It can be still difficult. Something obviously you didn't experience coaching Origin. What have you found real challenging with the salary cap, managing that? What's been the hardest part for you?
Just that. You know, getting a feel for the players. And having a look at the depth of the roster, I guess. But what we tried to do, Brownie, was, you know, obviously we can't do much with changing the roster at the top. So we did a lot of soul searching and a lot of searching amongst players to get our bottom of our roster, fairly strong. So the players we bring in, obviously they're not on the big money, but we all know that they're going to be, you know, great representatives of the club. They can all play first grade. So I think the depth of the squad is really important. So we sort of built from the bottom up. And then obviously wait until the money starts to become available before you start to, you know, you buy your top end players again, those core guys that you need to build your roster around.
And with David Fifita, like with where you're sitting obviously at the time when you first started talking to him, did you generally think you were a real good chance of getting him, or did you think you were sort of at first sort of having a stab but not likely?
Obviously we knew the roster, and you know, I think like Trent Barrett's a really good case in point with Canterbury. You know players coming off contract, you know how much money you're going to have in the contract in your roster, you know, going forward, and then you sort of make some really, really tough decisions around obviously retention strategy before you get into the recruitment strategy, you know. So I like to think, Brownie, that your retention strategy becomes your number one priority once you sort of start getting the roster right, but you know, through that, you've obviously there's a bit of tough decisions you've got to do, and I think, you know, Trent's making some really tough decisions, freeing up some cap money so that you can start buying the players that meet the characteristics and the DNA of the club.
Hey Mal, it's Emma Lawrence. We were chatting before about not just how well Ash Taylor is playing, but the fact that he seems to be just enjoying his footy and playing with a smile on his face. What's your relationship? I mean, are you always in regular contact, having chats with him, and what do you think potentially has been, what can you put that turnaround down to?
Oh, I think it's around the coaches and the coaching staff. You know, Justin's had a really strong impact on Ash, you know, so Justin's got this really optimistic outlook on footy. He loves his players to play footy. He backs them. He backs their judgment. He wants them to play footy. And Justin's got that, and the team and the coaches have got that demeanour now around optimism and, you know, being really positive the way they play footy. And I think that that rubs off on the players and exudes. And all of a sudden, when you start to, you know, play that optimism and that positivity and things start to work for you, all of a sudden you build your confidence. And from confidence, there's belief, and then belief, you know, in each other, and then the team starts to function better, you know. So I think it comes from the leadership group, and in our case with the Titans, it's all to do with the coach and the coaching staff.
And now then the community buys in, and then the members come back, and it just looked like a real good time up there last night.
Yeah, no, it's bubbled on really nicely. And, you know, I mean, when you talk about, Brownie mentioned it, you know, around recruitment and retention, I mean, it's a whole of club thing. It's what your membership drive is happening, your commercial outcomes are all your community programs, your junior programs, it all connects. And you start to build up, puts everyone on the same page, and all of a sudden it starts to function really well, and you got a happy environment.
And what's it look like, Mal, from a junior perspective up there?
Very strong.
Got some good systems in place?
Yeah, now so junior Titan systems, the first thing we really worked on. And I said before, it's not only your roster, but you try to build from the bottom up, and that, in band retention, as opposed to recruitment, all our kids in our region now are starting to, think twice about moving on, so which is great. We've signed, a lot of local kids coming through, but not only Northern Rivers and Tweed area, but obviously the Gold Coast and into that Brisbane corridor as well. So, we're starting to look pretty good from around our junior base as well. And, we're Burley Bears, our affiliates are really strong. Burley won it last year. Tweed made the finals as well, under 18 Melmaninga Cup up there. We won that. We won the Andrew Johns Trophy last year as well. So with our Northern Rivers under 16 side. So, things are bubbling on nicely.
In terms of that and the community embracing it, because it has long been thought of as kind of the Bermuda Triangle for footy teams, but you come from Canberra where it's very polycodal, lots of competition from different codes going on, trying to get that, the people loving your footy team, there's a lot to love right now. How do you think that's going?
I think it's going well, and it's on the back of success, Tony. As everyone knows, you've got to have a successful footy team. That's the end all of the NRL, I guess. You've got to have successful footy teams, but you got to remember, like, the numbers, the participation numbers on the coast, as an example, this is the example I use. We've got 6,000 juniors and another couple of thousand over the border, about 3,000 that Logan corridor, which, all living within 100 kilometres of each other. So that's something like a bit over 10,000 juniors in that region. Then all of a sudden, they've got families and they've got friends, so it's a pretty big rugby league fraternity in that region. So we just need to get them back, You get them back through, trying, making sure that you're successful and you do everything you possibly can. Like I've said before, I think your community programs are really, really important in that area, because, what you do for the community, hopefully you receive plenty back.
You may not be able to or want to, but with the Tyrone Peachey last night, that incident on the field, out the allegations of racial vilification, where is the club at with that?
I haven't. I tried to ring this morning, guys, but I haven't found out where that is at the moment. What I believe, it's just still on the field at the moment. So, we don't condone that, do we? We don't.
No.
Racial vilification or abuse, in modern day, it's a bit silly. So, not quite sure where that's at the moment.
What's happening on the rep front, Mal? Anything happening? Is it any clarity around what's going to happen at the back end of the year after Origin?
No internationals, mate. So it's unfortunately it's not. But if you look at what's happened this year, on the back of Origin as well, players, honestly, they need to get out of the bubble.
Yeah,
they need to have a normal life, don't they? So I'm all in favour of, the health of the players, the well-being of the players, and, get out and experience life. It's been a tough year for them all, and they've handled it really well. So, we put that on hold and, we'll wait till next year.
And, Mal, you'd obviously love the Titans to be there, but who do you think can go on and win the comp this year?
Oh, I still think the Roosters after last night. I think, obviously, the Panthers are right up there, the Storm. And I still believe my beloved Raiders can still make it, even from fifth. So I think it's out of those four teams, to be honest with you. But I have to say, the Roosters would be my favourite still at this stage.
All right, big call from the great man, Mal Meninga. Always great to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.